great.
Like what Joe Rogan says, he says that once he had kids, I haven't had kids yet, but I can see how people can get this idea, and you probably know what I'm talking about, but he says once he had kids, after that, he realized, like, seeing a kid grow up and seeing a baby form into a person, like a little human figure out the world, he said that he sees everybody as a baby. He sees even the oldest man, the biggest, oldest racist person, he sees at some point was just a little dumb baby, and life screwed him up, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that he was an innocent baby at some point who either had a shitty life, you know, raising, or he encountered some stuff in his life that guided him down that path. But that's a cool way to look at it, you know? Because we all are, in a sense, innocent at heart.
Yeah.
You know, or at least were.
And that is actually an amazing point that you made, because a lot of times, you know, let's say you have some racist guy,
yeah,
and he's just like, you know, oh, that colored boy, you know. Everyone's going to focus on the fact that he's racist, but no one's focusing on why. Is it his fault that he's racist, or was he conditioned to be that way? So looking at people's, not just their behavior, but where their behavior stems from, you know, I've had, you know, so many people tell me that my views, my political views are wrong and, you know, this and that, but really it's where I was raised, what I was brought up with, what I was around, what I was conditioned to think and feel and behave like.
Yeah.
And so I think that nowadays, especially when it comes to politics and, you know, controversial issues, no one's thinking about, okay, where was this person raised? What kind of trauma did they go through as a child? Mm-hmm. Why are they behaving the way that they are?
Yeah.
And I think if someone starts crap with you in the streets or starts a fight with you, rather than engaging in that argument, you have to think, okay, you know what? This person may not know better. This person may have been raised in an abusive home. It really helps you think and empathize with other people. Like, look, this person probably went through a whole ton of crap to be acting the way that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really helps with that whole acceptance factor.
And once you start seeing the world like that, it's almost like the Matrix. You take the blue pill or the red pill. Like, you can't see the world differently after that. It's hard to see people not like that.
Right.
Once you see people as a product of society instead of just, you know, a piece of shit asshole, it definitely helps you accept them more and just be more forgiving and understanding. Doesn't mean you have to like them at all, but it means that you can have sympathy for them.
Right.
But not like rude sympathy, like, I'm so sorry for you, sir. Like,
yeah,
more don't like, do that.
I understand.
Yeah, like, I understand. Yeah. Like, you just yeah, I wouldn't even say
you're ignorant, not in a bad way or anything. Yeah. You just don't know any better.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You just have to understand how the world, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know? But it's having these conversations, putting these thoughts in people's minds and in younger minds. The younger you start, the better. But this is how you fix it. This is the only way to fix it. You're not going to be able to crack a lot of these eggs in the country. A lot of these racists who are 80 years old are going to be racist till they die.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact. But the conversation, the thought patterns that we want to create in these younger children and stuff, that is so important. That is something that will stick with them forever.